In focus today, World Press Freedom in 2004. The year just ending was the deadliest for journalists in over a decade. At least 55 have been killed while pursuing stories. In addition to facing death, reporters are often subject to legal threats and pressures from governments anxious to suppress their work. VOA's Brent Hurd takes a look at countries around the world that are turning up the heat on the media.
Journalism can be a hazardous profession. Many of the reporters killed in 2004 were in conflict zones. Nearly half died in Iraq. Others were murdered as a direct result for their reporting. Joel Simon, deputy director of the Committee to Protect Journalists, says members of the press face other assaults.
The other risk is a strong government, an authoritarian government, which uses the power of the state to control what newspapers print and what reporters do. That's the case in China, where 42 journalists are in jail, more than any other country in the world.
Chinese officials arrested 5 journalists this year. Many are jailed for criticizing the Communist Party. And a growing number are arrested for publishing in a non-traditional media, the Internet. Xiao Chang is director at the China Internet Studies Program at the University of California in Berkeley.
Unlike the traditional media, there are many, many commercial entities and even personal websites and these days weblogs on the Internet. So the Chinese authority has a much tougher time to make the information flow on the Internet express what they wish. There is the most tense conflict between the government control and the freedom of expression.
Chinese officials restrict Internet access to many online news sources and other sites it deems subversive. Mr. Xiao says that despite such control, the Internet and the commercialization of the media have increased press freedom in China. But new freedoms bring new dangers. Physical attacks on reporters in other Asian countries, such as Bangladesh and the Philippines, have been common, but not in China until recently. Mr. Xiao says more Chinese journalists are being beaten because of their enterprise.
More and more Chinese journalists are beaten by doing their professional activities. The Chinese media have become more and more aggressive on certain reportings on social news within political constraints. They are trying to reach more audience in order to gain their market share. The Chinese journalists exposing corruption or challenging the local powerful elites.
The number of attacks has increased dramatically as more journalists face retribution for such investigative reporting. Mr. Xiao says weak enforcement of the law allows those who attack Chinese reporters to do so with impunity. Joel Simon of the Committee to Protect Journalists says the threat of legal action against journalists takes many forms around the world.
Russia, for example, the government largely used the tax laws to take control of anti-government media. Throughout Eastern Europe, we see governments using punitive legislation to punish journalists. In Zimbabwe, that's been largely a legal assault on the press.
In Zimbabwe, the government of President Robert Mugabe passed a law in November requiring all journalists to register with a government-controlled media commission. Any journalist that fails to do so can be jailed for up to 2 years. Another proposed law could send a reporter to jail for up to 20 years for publishing information the government considers damaging to the state. The Committee to Protect Journalists has called for a repeal of the law since it threatens independent media. But Zimbabwean officials say it will combat irresponsible journalism. A similar law was passed this year in Gambia. It authorizes lengthy jail sentences for so-called libelous reporting. Sebastian Brett, an analyst with Human Rights Watch, says a controversial new media law passed this year in Venezuela gives the government power to control broadcasts.
Stations that promote, justify, or incite public disturbances or threats to national security can be taken off the air for up to 72 hours. And on a second offense, they can lose their franchise for up to 5 years. It's an extremely draconian penalty for what is essentially a very vaguely defined offense.
The law is the latest action in a long-standing battle between President Hugo Chavez and the media, who have strongly criticized Mr. Chavez, especially during a general strike that briefly deposed him in 2002. Even if not directly threatening, these laws create a fearful environment in which journalists may censor their own work to protect their safety. Even so, reporters throughout the world will continue to face jail time, injury, and even death in order to get out the story. For Focus, this is Brent Hurd.
All right, thanks a lot.